Good morning, everyone. Yep, so I'm kind of dressed up more geared up to, for young people, and it doesn't mean you're old. I try to look young, so just understand me. It's not just out of disrespectful to church or membership, just, you know, how much I love the young people, yes. All right, welcome, everyone. This is English service. Okay. We're going to read a scripture from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25. Okay, honoring God's word, we're going to, you know, reverent to God's word. Let's read it all together so we can, you know, just soak into the, you know, these passages that we're going to study this morning. It's from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25. Let us all read it together. Let's begin. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Amen. Amen. All right. The title, the theme is consider, just out of the passage, consider one another to love. Consider. You have to, you know, just preoccupied with this thought that, you know, we should love one another, as Bible is encouraging us to do that. So, let's start. Now we're going to talk about what is that our aim. You know, obviously, it's just, you know, love each other. And who is the Bible referring to? One another. And thirdly, and how should we do it? You know, how to love one another. There is a reason, and this is a good reason for us to love one another. First, what is your aim? It says Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, it starts with, let us hold fast. So what is your aim? What is your purpose? What is your faith? What is your hope? That is what he's asking. So when you're getting up in the morning, facing, you know, in a new, brand new day, you know, what do you usually say to yourself? Myself. You know, what am I going to do today? You know, what is schedule? You know, what is the reason? What is all the purpose behind the whole thing? What are you excited about? Today is a Sunday. That's not the way we respond. This is why this is today that God has created this whole world, and He gave us a new grace and mercy. That's great. So that's like, don't make something that the Sundays or circumstances, you know, detect you, you know, just leading you to, you know, like endless. That's not what it is. We have some hope. This is why I'm living today. You know, this is, you know, what I'm going to do. So there is a purpose in a hope. That's why it's so important when you get up. That's what we say together, you know, for us. So it's like your life that is aimless. It's like a dead, you know, dead leaves. You can see that, you know, the wind is blowing this way, and so the leaves goes that this way, and wind is blowing that way, so the leaves goes, you know, that way. That is aimless. There's no aim whatsoever. So that's just like a backyard. The leaves, you know, dead leaves is, you know, falling and moving around. So it's just full of motion, but there is no aim. But that's something that, you know, just like aimless life. So that's why we need have hope in our lives. Because God created us, there's a reason. You know, humans have this image that is, you know, we need to focus on the purpose that God has given to all of us. That is why that we have to think, you know, when we get up, or, you know, before the day, night, or tomorrow I'm going to do this. You know, this, as getting, you know, aging, you know, we kind of very forgetful. But when we have focus, you know, I think that really makes, you know, a big deal. So, the God, it means for us to, you know, have some purpose and consciously think about something that is I'm going to make this day significant, you know. Something, you know, I want to make it awesome today. How about you? You know, how about you? Do you have any plan for this afternoon? Well, you have some purpose to coming to church. It's not just because it's your habit of coming, but there is a reason behind what we do every day, every moment. So, the Bible says, consider, think about, and stirring up one another to love and good works, doing good works. This is what it means. What it will really help all of us to become loving people. That's what I'm gonna do. It's just how to make people to love, you know. Yeah. Maybe we say just good morning in a very positive way, you know, just in a smile to everyone, just, you know, making conversation, you know, just make them, you know, in a bright day. So once you think about it, oh, there's a reason for me to live today. So that's, you know. So those with this great hope, this is what I'm going to do. Now, shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Wow. So we have aim, right? What we're going to do. And we know what we're going to learn about this morning. So let's go. Secondly, so who is the Bible is referring to as one another? And we know though literally what it means, every one of us, yes. But think about more, like the setting of this New Life Church as a member. Well, I'm going to ask you two or three questions. All right, there is a cow. What goes with this cow? Either A or B? What do you think? Do you think this cow is, you know, similar to, you know, chicken or a grass? Well, this is something that has asked to, you know, Chinese children and American children. This is the result of this test. The red one is the one the Chinese children respond. The blue one, the A, is the American children respond. The reason all behind is, see, the cow is the grass. It's two of them is related. But American children, they have something, you know, it's, wow, the chicken and the cow are same class. But the sense of the rule is that it's a livestock. But they go together. So the way they are thinking is kind of a little different than Asian people. Well, a similar question. How about the panda, a monkey, and banana? The same, right? Yeah, the panda and the monkey, they are animal, same class. But Asian people think that monkey eats banana. It's related. So we have a way of thinking. Oh, how about this one? Which group of object did the target object seem more similar to? The target is the bottom one. You see the flower? You can see that there is some, you know, which is it should go to group one or group two? Just, you don't have to think too much. Just just you know, the way we were, you know, where you were raised up, you know, that's a kind of, we have that kind of thought setting. So we can think, you know. So we ask three groups of people. First one, the red part. Wow. Third one is, I mean, the second one is on the right. So as you can guessing, the red one is Korean people. About 6%. You see the resemblance, there's a similarity. Resemblance, you see that? Not the old, you know, the way of that a flower, and there's a petal. Petal is, you know, it's same, similar, all of them. And it's a round stem, right? That's Korean people think that group one is, you know, resemble to the target object. The blue one is European American, about 60-70% people say the second group, it goes with the target group. They have a rule. You see that the bottom one, the target group, the stem is a straight, not curved. So that's a rule. It's the same category. The way they see it is kind of different. But there's a third group is American, I mean, Asian American. They see right in between. Wow. But more toward to Koreans. See, that's what I'm trying to say. One another, we love one another. When we talk about one another, who are they? What is the Bible referring to one another? As New Life Church members. You know, in a work environment, if there is a diversity from, I don't know, you know, like especially at the, you know, military and a base, you know, we work together. It will really help us to, you know, solving problem. And even, you know, this, you know, the whole we can, you know, converse together and work together and make it much better. You know, my PCP, my doctor, she is a Western, you know, doctor, but she accepts the way that the treat the people like Asian doctor. They see the patient as a whole person, not just, you know, looking at the, you know, problem. Wow, I was surprised, but it's more the mainstream of, you know, Western doctor. They accept and just, you know, think two ways, you know, because, you know, this is a good way to treat the patient. It's much better. Well, this is all thing is from a book called The Geography of Thoughts. It means, you know, how Asian and Westerners think differently. But why? But there's a merit that the diversity is much bigger and better and stronger. That's why we need to love one another. Think about it. That makes more beautiful picture. If you think about that, you know, what am I going to do this morning? What am I going to do today? If that is your aim, wow. I believe God put us in here together. That's a reason and purpose. So how should we consider one another to love? As a member, as a brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, think about, you know, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, that talks about, chapter 6 talks about, you know, full armor of God. There are six of them. One of them is shield of faith. Roman soldiers, legions, they're holding the shield. That is a metaphor that is used in Ephesians chapter 6. That really helps us understand how to consider one another to love. Let's see. You see the picture? Shield. This is a testoderous formation. It's kind of wall formation, shield of wall formation. First of all, there's two functions this with the shield is you know working for that. The first one is to put out a flaming that is coming at you know all these you know legions, the flaming arrows. It's just you know, just extinguishing because of the shield, it just you know comes at to people. But that, it is designed to, once this is hit the surface of a shield, it just put out the you know fire. It's a good way to design it. And this is the one that the top of the they had, and in front of it, it's all protected. See, as they coming near to the castle, you know, enemy territory, they were going to drawing all things. That is how they protect the whole group together. The first is put out flaming fire. Second function is to protect soldiers. As a soldier, you know, as our you know spiritual warriors, we should have the shield of faith. The faith is very important because we have a hope and faith that how we can protect all of us as a one another, as a group, as a children of God. Wow. Not only that, you know, even they can protect themselves. Now, where does the horses can, you know, be all over their head and the chariots too. So it's just kind of, there's two kinds. There's a small round one for individual one, soldiers who are on the you know, horse, riding on the horse. It's kind of, they can't have a big one. But as a group, we need to have this big, large one, rectangle-shaped one. Yes. This is what is referring to when these talk about the shield of faith, the big one, to protecting whole group. We talked about, you know, how to, you know, if we do not kill the sinful nature, then sin will come at us and kill us. So we have to be very, you know, so we have to fight to kill together, sin together. Just like putting out the flaming fire. Now, Satan is throwing, arrows coming at us. We have to protect us. The Satan is deceiving us, lying to us. Lucifer is enticing us to do something ugly things. Well, that's all that. But not only the negative way, but positive way. Let's fight to keep love together. Not only fighting to kill sin together. That's what it is telling us and commanding us to consider, think about this morning as you waking up, facing a day, the day. How am I going to stirring up everyone, to provoking them to love one another in order for us to protect all our brothers and sisters in Christ? That is how. Let's see. There's four ways that we can do. As scripture is laying out, this is strategy. It's the first two of them is impossible. Second part of two of them is possible. Let's see. It makes love impossible if we do not meet. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, not neglecting to meet together. That is what it says. Meet together. God is commanding us to meet as a group. Like Roman soldiers, the legions, they were in the forming all together, interlocked their shield together in front and on the top of their group to protect it. That kind of type of shield were forming together. So unless we meet together, gather together as a group, togetherness, we cannot protect We need to do it. We need to do it as one another. Unless we face together another, we can't encourage each other. So that's why. Unless we meet together, it is impossible. Secondly, it makes love impossible if we make it the habit of not meeting. Habit is kind of normal, new norm. It's just, you know, it just became a normal. It's not good. I mean, it's impossible us to love one another. So your presence is just so great and this is significant. You are here so I can love. Elder Johnson, I can love you because you are here. Yeah. You know, the one of the comment they said, it's a good comment. Yeah. Pastor John, because you are here was so great. Because we never had a pastor for young people. Your presence makes significance, makes something better. You know? They can expect that I know our pastor is always here. It's good. Your presence makes a lot better. You know, something make difference. So we need to shaken free from the sleepy spiritual fog that easily set in our lives. So let's be free from all that. So it is impossible if there is no presence. Now, what is the two other things that possible? It makes possible. It makes love possible if we increase the way we meet together, the frequencies, and how we are serious about it. You know? There's aim. There is a reason. There's a purpose. How much is the serious that we worship together? Yes. With my family, with my wife, husband, I'm so serious. As a family, we go to church together. Yeah, love each other. You know, as history goes close to end of age, Bible specifically talks about the most human love will grow cold. We have to protect each other. So, whenever I see Mr. Johnson, we just give a hug or good warm welcome together. And sometimes we just joke around. That's a good thing. That's it. That's how we stir up. And that makes possible. That makes possible. So let's make our meeting a gathering to encourage each other and more urgent and serious as we see the gathering of storm coming at us. The Satan, devil, Lucifer, it is invisible war. So we can protect each other. It is only possible when we are present. And we have reason to do it. Fourth one is, it makes love possible if we stir up to love one another. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and do good works. Stir up, it means provoking. Not only provoking, irritating. There's an imagery about sharpness. That way we can make a cylinder. Oh, we're really exciting about that one. It means not just I love you. That's not what it is. Help stirring up others to love. You know, whenever he comes, I feel great and he makes me love, but not only that, I want to love you too. Oh, wow. That is so vibrant. That makes us not to grow old, right? Yes. It means shake, unsettle, upset one another with holy interruptions. So there's intention. There's intention. We have to intentionally come to gathering. That is empowering, stirring up one another. Not only to do good works, but love one another. Wow, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. It's easy. Just be there with a purpose, without intention. So why? Why is God want us to, make us to love one another? Why did he command us? It says, let us, commanding us to do it. As I mentioned, the fear, shield of faith, the faith is a matter of this whole thing. And it says, let us hold fast. Let us have the faith and hope that we can love each other, one another. Just like the God he is, his promise is faithful. He will make it happen, will fulfill. If we have that faith, then it will all be possible. Because of the God is faithful, and we can be faithful, then our love, we can make this happen, one another. European American or Asian American, doesn't matter who they are. We all can do it. Wherever you were raised up, it makes much powerful. Because it's not just homogeneous, it's not just one thought. Two thoughts is making more. We can make problems, you know, solve much, you know, stronger way, much better way. When we have faith. This is faith of community. Faith community. Wow. Why God wants us to love one another? Because have faith in me. Faith in me. Have hope in me. This is the one that help us make it possible to stir up one another to love. Well, you know, let's think about this one. First of all, it's because have faith in God's promise for faithful love. God has promised. There's a reason that because he promised. One of the promises is according to Acts chapter 20, verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Wow. You know, the hunger, they are fed. I mean, recipients, they are mostly beneficiary. But God's point is the giver is a beneficiary. They are the one. Be more blessed. More blessed. That is the God's promise. You'll be more blessed if we stir up one another to love. Let's put it this way. We are increasing our deposit in heaven. Wow. When we die, we can take everything with us, right? We can take any of them. But when we love one another, all that love, all the blessings, is make a deposit in heaven. It says, not that I seek the gift itself, is a Paul is saying. He is a recipient. He received the gift from the congregation. But I seek for the profit which increased to your account in heaven. Your account in heaven, your deposit is accumulated. But not only in heaven, on earth, you are increasing your blessing on earth. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25 says, the one who blesses others is abundantly blessed on earth. Those who help others are helped. If you offer a cup of water, you will receive a cup of water. You'll be blessed. Wow. Because God has promised us, believe based on God's promise will make significant changes in our lives. That is the reason, because God promised. Why God wants us to love one another? The second reason is the reward. It's the reward. Wow. Luke chapter 6, verse 35, according to English Standard Version. Translation, but love your enemies and do good and lend, give them without expecting anything in return, and your reward will be great. James chapter 1, verse 12, according to Good News Translation, happy, you are blessed, are those who remain faithful under trials, because when they succeed in passing such a test, they will receive as their reward the life which God has promised to those who love God, our Lord God. But not only that, because I love God, you love your neighbors as yourself. Wow, there's a reward. Wow, it's so great. God loves us that much. He's just telling us this is the best way you live your life. And this is going to make tremendous changes in your life. Wow. You know, I love Starbucks coffee. And our New Life Church is, you know, coffee too. You know, when you go to Starbucks, they give you this, you know, on your, you know, cell phone screen. You know, you use your reward. They promise to give you free bakeries or package of snack if you have that 100 stars point. If you make about 200 star points, they promise to give you a reward that is free coffee, right? Handcraft coffee. They promise. If you believe it, you will do it, right? How about the Morningstar, not the Starbucks reward, Morningstar's reward. Morningstar is Jesus Christ is a light of the whole world. He died for us. His star is a genuine light, salvation, all love and good works, glorification, victory in our lives, all that. You don't need any. Jesus Christ himself, he will redeem you the reward. Not the body star is redeeming you your reward, but Jesus Christ. Only when we put our faith in Jesus, all these promises, all these rewards is for all of us. Belief in the promise of God is the root of all love and do good works. That's what the Bible is promised. So that's why it says shield of faith, that we can win this battle. We can protect our group. Once you have that belief, that we can love one another. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, according to contemporary English version, the translation, all that matters is your faith that makes you love others. It's not a worldly love. It is based on the faith that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. God loved me first. Because of that, I have faith that I can eagerly, I'm so excited to love others too. That's why we call this group of people community of faith. Community of faith. If we are member of a community of faith, then we should have shield of faith too. No matter where you were raised in the Texas, Kentucky, New York, Seoul, Daejeon, Gwangju, wherever you were raised up, that makes more beautiful and more powerful as we stand before our Lord God. Wow. We're going to have lunch together. Let's eat together. Your presence is matter. Your faith your shield of faith. We need your shield of faith. Interlock together. Wow, that is a beautiful picture that we can see. So, what is your aim? I'm so excited about helping one another to become loving husband, loving wife, loving children, loving members of this church. That is all matters. That is reason for me here. It will last a lifetime. Not only increase our deposit in heaven, but increase our blessings on earth. Wow. Those who hope shall grow not old. As it's supposed to be left us grow old, but we can stay young. What a beautiful picture. You are young. You know, the book calls ageless. The aging is disease. That means we can cure. How? Stir up one another to love. That is how we cure our aging process. Oh, let's put it that way. Let all that you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. So when we die doing what we were meant to do, we die well and full and young. Oh, wow. So that really makes me, you know, exciting too. That's beautiful. So you are called to consider one another to love. So let us live unwasted life, because that is why we were called, we are commanded to love one another. Shall we do that? Yes. Let us pray all together. Let's go. Let's think about this God's command, and God's promises, and God's rewards. Think about that one. Yeah, make it possible. Let us make it possible. As it's a serious thing that I want to do it. That I want to provoke everyone. All those who surround me, your body. Let's do that. Wow. It is Holy Sunday. That is the holy interruption, I believe, that has to done to us as we listen to God's word. This God's holy interruption. Yes, it is indeed. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you have given this your loving message this morning. So, you just said it, and we can say it back to you, Lord. Lord, what can I do? What should I do today? What is a good idea that I can show other people and just help them and encourage them that I'm a loving person and you are a loving person? Doesn't matter where it came from. Yes, we can shake our hands. We can show how much we care about. Most of all, the best way to do is first person comes to us, comes to my mind. Who would that be? Just pray for that person. I love you. Lord God, I love this person. I love so much. As we pray, then my heart just warming up. Wow. I want to love people. Just like I'm praying so fervently for that person. Lord God, I pray English service. Our pastor, Audrey, he is on trouble. Just be with this pastor, Lord. Do well on his work as he's traveling. All those our, brothers, English brothers, Lord God, just we love each other. Wow, they are so great people. Their presence so matters. That shows how much we care about each other. Lord, thank you. The person who is leading us, as who is praising the Lord, wow, he is awesome. He has been helping us this English service, make it brighter, make it awesome, that we can sing together. Thank you, Lord. We love all, everyone is supporting this church and all those who are coming to this church. We love everyone and we love their presence. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.